and I saw the plane in a different light, with the moon up to illuminate it. It was another world, spare and crystalline at times, luminescent at others, sparkling and glowing in spots. What looked like lava pools lay to the west. Beyond, the flash and curl of a change storm illuminated the horizon. I suppose we were crossing its back trail. Later, deeper into the plain, the desert became more mundane. Our steed was not the cowardly wind whale. This one was smaller and smelled less strongly. It was more sprightly, too, and less tentative in its movements. About 20 miles from home, Goblin squealed, "Taken!" and everyone went flat. The whale climbed. I peeked over its side. Taken, for sure, but not interested in us. There was a lot of flash and roar way down there. Patches of desert were aflame. I saw the long, creepy shadows of walking trees on the move, the shapes of mantas rushing across the light. The Taken themselves were afoot, except one desperado aloft, battling the mantas. The one aloft was not the Limper. I would have recognized his tattered brown even at that distance. Whisper, surely, trying to escort the others out of enemy territory. Great, they would be busy for a few days. The wind whale began to descend. For the sake of these annals, I wish part of a passage had taken place by day, so I could record more details. It touched down shortly. From the ground, a menhir called, "Get down! Hurry!" Getting off was more trouble than boarding. The wounded now realized they were hurt. Everyone was tired and stiff, and Tracker would not move. He was catatonic. Nothing reached him. He just sat there, staring at infinity. "What the hell?" Elmo demanded. "What's wrong with him?" "I don't know. Maybe he got hit." I was baffled, and the more so once we got him into some light so I could examine him. There was nothing physically wrong. He had come through without a bruise. Darling came outside. She signed, "You were right, Croaker. I am sorry. I thought it would be a stroke so bold it would fire the whole world." Of Elmo, she asked, "How many lost?"
4 men. I don't know if they were killed or just got left."
He seemed ashamed. The Black Company does not leave its brethren behind.
"Toad killer dog," Tracker said. "We left toad killer dog."
One Eye disparaged the mutt. Tracker rose angrily. He had salvaged nothing but his sword. His magnificent case and arsenal remained in rust with his mongrel.
"Here now," the lieutenant snapped. "None of that. One Eye, go below. Croaker, keep an eye on this man. Ask Darling if the guys who ran out yesterday made it back."
Elmo and I both did.
Her answers were not reassuring. The great cowardly wind whale dumped them 100 miles north, according to the menhirs. At least it descended before forcing them off. They were walking home. The menhirs promised to shield them from the natural wickedness of the plain. We all went down into the hole bickering. There is nothing like failure to set the sparks flying. Failure, of course, can be relative. The damage we did was considerable. The repercussions would echo a long time. The Taken had to be badly rattled. Our